Former President Donald Trump's position on abortion has previously been unclear as we head to the 2024 presidential election, despite the fact that the former president appointed three Supreme Court justices who ultimately made it possible to overturn Roe v. Wade in June 2022 by a majority vote. But this week, he made a statement on what his policy would be. Let's check it out. So this week, President Trump says that each state should follow the will of the people and pass state-specific laws on abortion. Now, this is basically what the Supreme Court handed down when they overturned Roe v. Wade, sent it back to each state to decide. But Trump had previously hinted at a federal ban across the whole country, banning abortion after 15 weeks.
They're coming in with a certain number of weeks, and the number 15 is mentioned. I haven't agreed to any number. I'm going to see. We want to take an issue that was very polarizing and get it settled and solved so everybody can be happy. But I will.
Okay, but this week he laid out his policy, and I want to play you the full clip so that you can hear it all in context, something the media in New Zealand will never do. And he first talked about IVF and encouraging families to have babies, and this is a good tool if it promotes the natural process between married couples who are having difficulty. But unfortunately, as we know, IVF has become about surrogacy, sperm donation, manipulating science and parenthood, and the discarding of unwanted embryos. Those parts of IVF are unacceptable. But here's the specific part of his speech where he talks about abortion.
Many people have asked me what my position is on abortion and abortion rights, especially since I was proudly the person responsible for the ending of something that all legal scholars, both sides, wanted and in fact demanded be ended. Roe v. Wade. They wanted it ended. It must be remembered that the Democrats are the radical ones on this position because they support abortion up to and even beyond the ninth month. The concept of having an abortion in the later months and even execution after birth, and that's exactly what it is. The baby is born, the baby is executed after birth, is unacceptable, and almost everyone agrees with that. My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state. Many states will be different. Many will have a different number of weeks, or some will have more conservative than others, and that's what they will be. At the end of the day, this is all about the will of the people. You must follow your heart, or in many cases, your religion or your faith. Do what's right for your family and do what's right for yourself. Do what's right for your children. Do what's right for our country and vote. So important to vote. At the end of the day, it's all about will of the people. That's where we are right now, and that's what we want, the will of the people. I want to thank the six justices, Chief Justice John Roberts, Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, Brett Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, and Neil Gorsuch, incredible people, for having the courage to allow this long-term, hard-fought battle to finally end. This 50-year battle over Roe v. Wade took it out of the federal hands and brought it into the hearts, minds, and vote of the people in each state. It was really something. Now it's up to the states to do the right thing. Like Ronald Reagan, I am strongly in favor of exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. You must follow your heart on this issue, but remember, you must also win elections to restore our culture and, in fact, to save our country, which is currently, and very sadly, a nation in decline.
Okay, so that was it in context, and you'll note it looked as though it was clipped, but that was the way it was produced and published. We've given it to you in its context. So although Trump championed the overturning of Roe v. Wade, he didn't publicly say whether he would endorse a 15-week abortion ban, which prominent anti-abortion pro-life activists had hoped he would. But I don't think he'd veto it if it came across his desk, a ban. But Biden definitely would. Now, since the overturning of Roe v. Wade, some in the Republican camp have sought a 15-week limitation. Some Democrats on the other side of the aisle want to codify Roe v. Wade with virtually limitless abortion access nationwide. Here's what the worst vice president in history, Kamala Harris, said about what Trump had just announced.
So we're about to take off to head to Philly, but I just want to comment on the former president yet again declaring how proud he is of his responsibility for overturning Roe v. Wade. He yet again said he's proudly responsible for overturning Roe v. Wade.
Well,
and one
awesome.
Has to ask, proudly responsible that 1 in 3 women of reproductive age now live in a state with an abortion ban? Proudly responsible that doctors and nurses can now be jailed in some states for life for providing
killing.
Care? Proudly responsible that states have passed bans with no exception even for rape or incest? And let's all be very clear, if he were to be put back in a position where he could sign off on a law, he would sign off on a national abortion ban. Let's be very clear about that. And that obviously makes the contrast between Joe Biden and Donald Trump quite clear. We are very clear, and Joe Biden has been clear. If Congress passes a law reinstating the protections of Roe v. Wade, Joe Biden will sign it into law. So we protect and we believe in a woman's decision and ability to make a decision based on what is in her best interest, not having her government tell her what to do. And we are proud of that position. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Providing care. In other words, killing an unborn child. President Biden and Harris, Vice President Harris, love abortion. And Biden, in his State of the Union speech last month, also reiterated just how much he loves it.
Like most Americans, I believe Roe v. Wade got it right. My predecessor came to office determined to see Roe v. Wade overturned. He's the reason it was overturned, and he brags about it.
Good.
Look at the chaos that has resulted.
Babies being born.
Many of you in this chamber and my predecessor are promising to pass a national ban on reproductive freedom. My God, what freedom else would you take away? If you, the American people, send me a Congress that supports the right to choose, I promise you, I'll restore Roe v. Wade as the law of the land again.
He really is atrocious, isn't he? Now, I've seen very little coverage of all of this and Trump's announcement in the New Zealand media, of course, probably because possibly it's an effective strategy and they're not quite sure how to attack it. Although I did hear Mike Hosking on Newstalk ZB rubbish Trump's statements about afterbirth abortions. And his side comment was, well, that never happens. Actually, it does, Mike. We know it's happening in Australia and in the US at the beginning of last year. The House of Representatives passed the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act with votes at 220 to 210. Now, if it was approved by the Senate, the legislation would require health practitioners to care for an infant that is born alive after a failed abortion, according to the law. But we know that Biden will veto it. And the report by ABC News, definitely not pro-life, definitely not anti-abortion, said, quote, failed abortions where infants are born alive are extremely rare. In Minnesota, which tracks those cases, there were over 10,000 abortions in 2017 and only 3 cases where an infant was born alive, according to a Department of Health report. Oh, so there is some. In fact, one is too many. And that's just one state. And look, if they don't happen, why didn't the Democrats just support this law to ban them? I mean, they don't happen, apparently, so it doesn't matter. Well, the Democrats know they do happen. And the Democrats voted against banning partial birth abortions, just like the majority of disgraceful MPs in our New Zealand Parliament, who also did so back in 2020 when our law was liberalised. Truly despicable. Now, just finally, let's look at what the pro-life groups said in response to Trump's announcement. Penny Nance, the CEO of Concerned Women for America, said, "The reality of a stark choice between President Biden, who supports abortion, any number, any reason, up until birth, all paid for by the taxpayer, and President Trump, who gave us three constitutionalist justices, 220 lower court judges, appointees who support life, and the overturn of Roe v. Wade, has my endorsement and support in November for president. But she also said that she favours federal limits on abortion. That's countrywide bans. Marjorie Daniel Fisa, president of Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America, said while they're deeply disappointed in Trump's position, the group will work tirelessly to defeat President Biden's extreme congressional Democrats. She said unborn children and their mothers deserve national protections and national advocacy from the brutality of the abortion industry. The Dobbs decision, overturning of Roe v. Wade, clearly allows both states and Congress to act. Who else? There was Jean Mancini, president of the March for Life, said there remains an urgent need to advocate for the unborn at a federal level. Brian Birch, president of Catholic Vote, said that while federal legislation on abortion policy is challenging at present, we're confident that a Trump administration will be staffed with pro-life personnel committed to pro-life policies, including conscience rights, limit on taxpayer funding of abortion, and protections for pro-life states. Kristen Hawkins, president of Students for Life Action, praised Trump for celebrating the ultimate joy in life, children and family. In his comments, she said, that kind of love and support for the bedrock of society, the family, will be a welcome change in the White House. But she also said, we clearly have some work to do to educate the Trump administration to come on the many ways that abortion has been made federal. Now, polls have shown time and again that most Americans want abortion to be legal after the overturning of Roe v. Wade, but many are open to restrictions, such as a ban after 16 weeks. So they support abortion, but certain types, and they definitely want restrictions. That's something the Democrats and the pro-abortion politicians in New Zealand don't want. They have not a skerrit of respect or acknowledgement for the unborn child, unless it's wanted, apparently. Now, the Family Policy Alliance, which is a coalition of state-based organisations, a bit like Family First, and who gather together, and they actually invite me to be part of it each year as the informal 51st state, said, just as with this, just as with the issue of slavery, a state-by-state patchwork policy on protecting life won't work. The federal government is ultimately responsible for safeguarding the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all citizens in this country. As a pro-life organization, our allegiance is to the giver of life and to the principle that all people are created in his image and deserve protection, starting in the womb. Our loyalty is not to politicians or parties. Now, commentators have said that Trump's stance could play well with centrist and independent voters who are most likely to decide the fate of the 2024 presidential election. And he appeared to allude to that, you would have heard, by encouraging listeners to do what's right for your children, do what's right for our country and vote. And Biden battles high disapproval numbers because he's such a terrible president. And the Democrats are hoping that, voters will galvanize around abortion so that Biden can get back in. You know, of all the issues that Biden and Harris could be talking about, the border, Hamas terrorism, threat of Iran, economy, rocketing petrol and food prices, Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Nope, they all pale into significance compared with one thing, killing the unborn child. It's a pretty clear binary choice for choosing the next president. Trump for the life of the unborn, Biden for killing the unborn. And Trump may have subtly undermined the Democrats' plan by saying that states can decide. Just finally, let me leave you with this, because I thought it was an excellent statement by Priests for Life National Director Frank Pavone, who said in a statement, I thank the president for his statement, or the former president for his statement, but I don't expect him to do my job. I expect him to do his. My job and the job of the pro-life movement is to lay out the moral absolute of the right to life, which does not admit of compromise. Exactly right. Let's make abortion unthinkable.